ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాస తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైస్తికీ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంతో 10th చాప్టర్ 21st టైటిల్ ద గోపీస్ గ్లోరిఫై కృష్ణాస్ ఫ్లూట్ టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 18 హంత అయం అద్రిహి అబలః హరిదాసవర్యా యత్ రామకృష్ణ చరణ స్పర్శ ప్రమోద మానం తనోతి సహ గోగనయో తయో యత్ పానీయా సూయవాస కందర కందమూలే. హంతయం మాద్రిరబలా హరిదాసవర్యో యద్ రామకృష్ణ చరణా స్పర్శా ప్రమోదా మానం తనోతి సహ గోగనయోస్తయోర్యాత్ పానీయ సూయవస కందర కందమూలే. హంతాయ మద్రిరబలా హరిదాసవర్యో యద్ రామకృష్ణ చరణా స్పర్శా ప్రమోదా మానం తనోతి సహ గోగనయోస్తయోర్యాత్ పానీయ సూయవస కందర కందమూలే. హంతాయ మద్రిరబలా హరిదాసవర్యో యద్ రామకృష్ణ చరణా స్పర్శా ప్రమోదా మానం తనోతి సహ గోగనయోస్తయోర్యాత్ పానీయ సూయవస కందర కందమూలే. Jesus. This Adrihi Hill Abalaha, O friends, Haridasavarya, the best among the servants of the Lord. Yet, because Ramakrishna Charana of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balarama, Sparashaha, by the touch, Pramodaha, jubilant, Manam, respect, Tanoti, offers, Saha, with, Goghanayo, the cows and cowherd boys, Tayo, to them, that is Sri Krishna and Balaram. Yat, because, Paniya, with drinking water. Suyavasa, very soft grass. Kandara, caves. Kandamule, and edible roots. Translation and purport by his disciples of his divine grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Of all the devotees, this Govardhana hill is the best. Oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balarama, along with their cows and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhana hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 18.34. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhana hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant cool water from the Govardhana waterfalls, which Krishna and Balarama drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhana also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice and pilu juice. Suyavasa indicates Durva grass used to make the religious offering of Argya. Govardhana also has grass that is fragrant, soft and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhana also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देहम् श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपाम् सागरजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादाम् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितम् च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरतिसे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पदे गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि ऋषभानुसुते देवि प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो इन दिस चैप्टर टाइटल गोपीज ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णास फ्लूट We have been hearing about Sukadeva Goswami's description about different seasons, autumn, summer, then of course rainy season. And here in this verse, it is the gopis who are just remembering that Krishna has gone with Balaram and they could hear the flute. Now, one sense, the distance is too far. They can't see him. But similarly, they have also not met him. They have only seen him from a distance. But they have been hearing about him. Because of hearing, they had this intense desire that they should meet him. They should serve him. But they knew that you cannot meet him unless you receive blessings from great devotees. This was their understanding. So now who is the greatest devotee? So here in this verse it is said Haridasavarya. Haridasavarya means the best among the servants of the Lord. So in Bhagavatam there are different places it is said, who is the best servant of the Supreme Lord? It is said that even Yudhishthir Maharaj is the best servant. Why Yudhishthir Maharaj is the best servant? Everyone wants to go and see Krishna. But Krishna wants to come and stay with the Pandavas. So many sages and saints, they will come to Hastinapur not just to see Krishna but also to see these great devotees. So this was their greatness. Now Yudhishthir Maharaj, it was not that he himself was only the devotee, but his whole subjects were devotees. He, his family members, everyone would be serving Krishna. So Krishna was so pleased that he will himself be coming and staying. So it is said Yudhishthir Maharaj also is. But even Uddhava's name is also mentioned, as he is also Haridasa. Now Uddhava was in Dwarka. He was cousin of Krishna. He used to stay with him, sit with him, talk with him, sleep with him, argue with him, sometimes advise him. But he said he was the best servant of Krishna. Why? Because Krishna wanted to send some message to Vrindavan. He selected him as a servant. Even Narada Muni is also included as the best servant. But in this verse, Govardhan excels everyone. He says Govardhan is the best servant. Now why is the best servant is described here. So I just remember that how these gopis, now they are very far, but they are just remembering, and that remembrance, in that remembrance, they are making the Govardhan hill feel as if it is very close to them. They are speaking as if Govardhan hill is here, and this is how they are describing. The whole description says as if they could directly see Govardhan right there. They are actually far away in Vrindavan. So how do we understand this? It is said that when you have intense remembrance and love, you have a transcendental vision. And in that transcendental vision, you have proximity. You develop a proximity to things otherwise which is very far. How do you understand this? That is only those who have intense remembrance, they can understand. Once here in the Bhagavatam class, someone asked Prabhupada's disciple, he was giving class, so he was saying actually, he was saying in his class that someone asked Prabhupada, are you there in your picture? Painting is there, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, are you there in your picture? So Prabhupada said, if you remember me, then I am there in the picture. So this remembrance naturally brings that proximity. So that is why you see in many Prabhupada's disciples, when they speak about Prabhupada, many of them may not even have met Prabhupada. They may have not received any direct instruction. But in their heart, there is so much love for Prabhupada. And when they speak about Prabhupada, I'm sure all of you experience that, even if they have not met Prabhupada. When they speak, you feel that they were very closely sitting with Prabhupada. This is how they speak. I remember 25th anniversary, Jhu Radha Ras Bihari Mandir. So all over the world people had come. Prabhupada's very senior disciples. And they were sitting in that place outside the temple, and daily these memories were going on. So one of the disciples would be speaking, and we will be waiting for Prabhupada to come down from the tower, you know, Gauranga Tower, wherever Prabhupada's quarters. So he was speaking in such a way that Prabhupada is about to climb down and come. He really created that mood, you know. Oh, Prabhupada is sitting there up. He may anytime come down. Because the remembrance was so intense. So similarly here the gopis are remembering, and they are making it as if Govardhan is very close here. That is why it is said that the devotees who are very pure, or in their heart, that way Paramatma is there in everyone's heart. We all have Paramatma in our heart. But how is it that devotees are different? Pure devotees. They are different because the Lord manifests in their heart. Paramatma is there in everyone's heart. But in their heart, He manifests. So wherever they are, they create that type of a surrounding. That means they have Krishna to give anyone. because it's manifest. I said in Shastra that is everywhere a devotee goes, that place becomes dham. He is directly has access to the Lord. That is how they transform people's heart, because they have something to give, which is there in their heart. So this is how we can understand that how the gopis were saying that the best servant is Govardhan. So in the purport it is mentioned that how he is the best servant. You heard it. This is a very famous verse. Whenever we to go for Govardhan Parikrama, this verse is always recited. So how is the best servant? He is giving everything he has in the service of the Lord. The detailed descriptions are here. There is fragrant water. He is giving it to Krishna. There is beverages. There is durva grass, which is for religious purpose and also for the cows. And also Kandara means there are caves where Krishna can perform his pastimes. He can go and take rest in summer, in winter, rainy season. And then it is said that also he makes flat stones where they can sit down. And there are other stones and clear waters which acts like mirror. There are roots, Kandara Mule, roots, fruits, vegetables, flowers. You name them. Everything he is offering. Not only that, the cowherd boys, the cows, the Lord, they are stepping on him. They are walking on him. So this is how. And what is the result of that service, what he is doing? He is jubilant. So once one of Prabhupada's disciples, she was in Prabhupada's room. So she asked, Prabhupada, can I use this table to fix up this painting? So Prabhupada said, for Krishna's service, you can step on my head. So this was Prabhupada's mood. For Krishna's service, if you want, you can step on my head. Now this is just how a devotee is jubilant. Even if to step on. So that's why it's said that when you do a service, it is, are you jubilant? You may do a service, but are you jubilant? Because you may do a service grudgingly, and after doing service, there may be so many complaints. This was not there. Unnecessary, there was prasad was not available. I mean, this is something very natural that, you know, we would like to do something which we are very comfortable. We are happy doing it. But to do things which there is so much challenges or difficulties. So this is our Govardhan. So Govardhan was jubilant. Jubilant in the sense, this is how is the real nature of a real servant. So he is happy serving the master. So when he is happy serving the master sees him, oh, my servant is happy. So the master becomes happy. So when the servant sees that the master is becoming happy, the servant becomes more happy. So the master sees servant is more happy, the master becomes more happy. So he sees the master is more happy, the servant becomes more happy, and he is more happy, he wants to give more service. So there is a competition between the master and the servants to make each other more happy. So in the early days in Radha Raj Bihari, of course there was not much facility. Prabhupada's disciples, those days there was not much facility. But they would go out on the street. They'll face all the oppositions, the government opposition, the police harassment, traveling in second class trains, just eating peanuts. They didn't have any money. People would make fun of them, harass them, foreigners, dhoti kurta. But in the evening they would come back and they'll go to Prabhupada's room and they would give the report. And Prabhupada would just look at them and smile. And they say that we were just longing for that smile. We were willing to go through all these difficulties, but in our heart we knew that in the evening we'll go. And Prabhupada would smile at us, and that smile would make us jubilant. So this is how master and servant, they relate. So there is no hardship, it's jubilant. So what is the proof that Govardhan was jubilant? Is it some just a sentiment that he is, or is he really a jubilant? So the acharyas are giving explanation that how was he jubilant? You want to know how Govardhan was jubilant in his service? It is said the grass and the trees were like the hairs on Govardhan. They were standing. It's a sign of ecstasy. And the waterfalls, there were tears of ecstasy. You don't see now, but Govardhan, when it was there, there was waterfalls, as it is described here. And then, used to perspire. Out of ecstasy you can perspire. So what was the sign of perspiration? You see the moistness on the grass and the rock, and inside the caves, there are dripping of water. That was his perspiration. Ecstasy, just ecstasy. And what about the pebbles, hard stones? If Krishna would be walking on them, the pebbles out of ecstasy will become very soft. Now he, Govardhan, it is in Govardhan Leela, this question arises that Govardhan, of course, his circumference is, you know, 23 kilometers. But how is it that Govardhan covered the whole of Vrindavan when Indra was, you know, Indra attacked Govardhan by, you know, sending rains? So out of ecstasy, Govardhan had expanded. Just by the touch of Krishna, he expanded for the service. His service was to give shelter to all the Rajvasis. So these are all proof that Govardhan always was in ecstasy. So that is why he is the best servant. Of all the servants you know of, it is said that Govardhan is the best servant. That is why he is called here Haridasavarya, the best among the servants of the Lord. So in the purport it is said, this translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Prabhupada was not physically present when this chapter was translated. But he has already mentioned this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, the same verse. So there he had given the translation. So that translation is brought here. So they have mentioned it here that Prabhupada already, because Chaitanya Charitamrita is already ready. So that is brought here and is saying. So now in contrast to Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is similar episode, not exactly similar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the form of Gopi's mood. So when he was in Jagannath Puri, his last 18 years, many of you are going to Jagannath Puri. So there is one special place there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a sand dune. So when he saw a sand dune, he thought it is Govardhan. So he started running. And his devotees started stopping him. But he was running faster than the wind. And he reached there and he fell unconscious. Of course, then they woke him up, they brought him, so he came back to external consciousness. So when he came back to external consciousness, he recited this verse. The same verse Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited. So it comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada. So this only shows that how Govardhan is so dear. For our mortal eyes, of course, it is a mountain. If we don't have the vision to see. So in that sense, even till today, You see those who have the devotion. Even today we go, the parikrama is very mind-boggling parikrama. You can, if you have devotion, you can walk. It takes around 4-5 hours. But then there are people doing Dandavat parikrama. It takes around 10 days. Then what is the other Dandavat parikrama? I don't know what it is called. One place, 108. It takes around 2.5-3 months, I think. So this is devotion. It's a mountain. People wonder, what are you doing? You know, worshipping a mountain. If you don't have the vision, it's a mountain. But Bhagavatam says, the best of the servant, and if you want mercy, you can get only from servants, only from devotees. Then only Krishna is pleased. So with that devotion, people do it. Once Jayadith Maharaj was here, he was saying that in America, there are people who are brought up in a very cultured family, even if they are in US, but even if they are reached some, you know, high stature in the society. So you are speaking about one person who was a CEO of some company there in US, but he was from India. So in the conversation, Jayadith Maharaj is saying that when I just met me, we were talking about Govardhan. He said, I am still longing to go back to Govardhan and I want to do that Dandavat Parikrama. That he has not forgotten, that taste, what happiness you derive. That's his experience. He's a big man. But he's saying, I'm longing to go back. So this is how this parikrama is still going on, to just worship Govardhan's greatness as a servant. So who is a first class servant? We have here assembly of very first class servants here. But I can speak about it. Who is a first class? I heard once one of Prabhupada's disciples saying how Prabhupada was a first class servant or first class disciple. He said, servants are at different levels. One is a servant whom you have to go and tell him, please, can you do this service? So he will say, no, I can't. Then you have to preach him. Then you have to convince him. Then he reluctantly says, okay, theek, I kar deta. So that is one level of servant. There is another level of servant. You tell him, do this. Yes, I will do it. But he will only do that much. That is another level of servant. There is still another higher level of servant. He comes searching for service. Is there any service here? Do you need any service? Anything? He comes. And he wants to do some service. He will come and ask. But there is still one more servant who is above that. Even before anyone could say or see, he already has planned a service. That was Prabhupada. He could always, he can understand in advance what is the desire of his spiritual master. He was just given one instruction, that you are an educated man, you should go to the Western world. But that was just one instruction. But he created a big revolution, traveled all over the world. So there are different levels. So Govardhan, again, he said, he supersedes all this. He's giving his. So the gopis are glorifying here. And of course, at our level, we can see from another side that how nature, when we say nature, because of, you know, technology, science advancing, nature is seen something which is easily available. I just was reading one book of a very famous, he has been awarded Bharat Ratna Award. So he's a scientist. So he is saying that what is the problem in our country? So his solution is that India can also have surplus, whatever. So his surplus is there are talented people, there is technology, we should. So he is talking about economic development. Easily India also can achieve. That's his way. So he goes and meets students, inspires them. Very respected person. So, but real economic development is there in Shastra. Unless you see in connection with the Supreme Lord, Daivi Esha Gunamai, this nature Krishna says, is mine. It is mine. It is not something different. It is his nature. We say mother nature, material nature, whatever is available around. But if it is not seen connection with Krishna, then there is only exploitation. So Peter Burwash in his book very nicely says about what are the things which touches people's heart. Because as time changes, preaching also has to change. It can't be the same type of preaching. So he says for ladies, what touches the ladies? Cruelty. So if animals are, you know, slaughtered and they see that, no, they will give up. That, you know, eating meat is not proper because there is cruelty. That is how ladies, they see it. How do the men see it? Oh, meat eating, if it is going to increase my cholesterol, it is not good for health, then I'll not eat. That is what makes him very sensitive. But for the teenagers, it is different. This is his own experience, because he's been meeting teenagers, talking to them. He says, for teenagers, it is environmental hazard. He sees nature, there is exploitation going, that touches them. They are very inspired by that to fight against it, come forward, do something. So Govardhan, so much riches. So that's what is nature. It is giving in abundance, because when it's jubilant, it just gives. So Mother Nature is happy, it just gives. Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj gives an example. Now especially Janmashtami, we are going to raise funds, we go and meet donors. If you go and meet a donor and twist his arm, catch hold of his shirt, deta hai ki nahi? Tere paas hai, de de. He may give. He may give or he may not give. I mean, that's not the way to go and ask money. But if he's willingly giving, he'll give. The same thing is Mother Nature. If we go and, mining and, you know, so much of drilling, how long it will give? It's just holding it back. It's just hiding it. He'll not give. Just like any mother, I will not give. If you see that the child are going to, children are going to misuse it, keep it hide. Because my children are going to misuse. So see, the same thing is Mother Nature when it is exploited, because there is no connection. So this leader is saying that's technology and this, but if you have Vedic knowledge, it is very clear. If you want economic development, it is just a question about, you know, how to become God conscious, how to live in harmony with nature. Now this is the knowledge which is not much discussed. So the result is, whatever you do, its end result is frustration. Nothing happens the way you want. So the point is that so that is why Bhakti, if you hear His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, he is a real visionary about these things. Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj, you ask him, he'll talk about what is city life, he will just start laughing. Well, the city life is, it's an artificial life, is not going to last long. You may say, well, we are living here. Yeah, we are living and we don't know what, is there any other way of living? This is what we said, it's an artificial life. It's common sense, if you see, it's common sense, artificial life. Yeah, actually when you are in the flight, if you see from up, you can see, you know, if you get a chance, you see it, especially, you know, daytime or night, whenever you see that so much land is there, you know, not cultivated. And then there is patches of, you know, population, people are here. It may be Nagpur, this big, or it may be this, it may be that. So you can see that, you know, people are here. And there is so much land, not cultivated. So if there has to be a war, where will the enemies bomb? Obviously, they look out for those places, where it is. These are the areas where he'll bomb them. So suppose if, this was one time to discuss the other. Suppose if Mumbai city is bombed, what will happen? See the artificial. Where is the water coming from? It's coming from a very far off place. So all the water connection out. Where is food coming from? Coming from a far off place. It is transported. that is cut off. Food, medicine, water. So if anything that happens, everything is finished. That is why this concept about terrace farming is becoming popular. So, you know, close proximity. You grow your own food. So you can grow, so you can survive. Otherwise, he says, Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj very nicely writes in his book that this is artificial life. It is not going to last long. It is going to collapse. When someone asks this question about, you know, inflation, there is so much problem, cost prices are going up, you know, such a big struggle, and devotional service, where is difficult? So Jayadit Maharaj will answer, then who told you to stay here? Why don't you go to the farm? So in the future, ISKCON preaching, as it is said, that ISKCON preaching is going to be based on this. This is what Prabhupada, farm communities, this will be preaching. Which we could see it now only. I think in Wada village there are thousands of children coming, 10,000 I heard. And these children are from very elite schools, Cathedral and Bombay Scottish, and they come there to see that what is nature, you know? How do you grow agriculture, cow protection, how to live off the land. So this is another aspect that where if we don't care, it is going to, the reaction will be there. So city life as such is an artificial life. Anyway, today's verse will come back. That's what we have to ask ourselves. It is our decision that how we want to live our life. But the point here in this verse is, unless we receive blessings from servant, you cannot directly approach Krishna. So the gopis are setting an example. And similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was Supreme Lord. But when he came here as a devotee. So he emphasized that, you know, how to develop this attitude of being gopi, bharthur, padakamalayur, das, 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 anudas. It is very easy to speak, but very difficult to follow. But there is no other way. So you develop this attitude, and you all are setting high standards. I am missing that. Why that things are not there in the Brahmachari Ashram, that 10 commandments? It's missing now. One of the commandments says, if anyone says no to any service, he can't stay here. It was there in that, but it's not there now. So these are high standards you are all setting up of, you know, how to be a first class servant in Prabhupada's mission. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. It's not there.